Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we're continuing our look into student housing. We're going to look at the official Department of Education view of post-secondary education and try and make sense of their projections. Finally, we're going to conclude by looking at a specific opportunity. So the U.S. Department of Education regularly publishes a comprehensive report on primary, secondary, and post-secondary education. And their most recent report forecasts a growth of 14% in enrollment from 2013 all the way through 2024. However, that report ignores the actual fact that enrollment has declined for nearly six straight years in a row since the peak in 2011. If we look at the government data, we see there was a huge spike in enrollment starting in 2008, the very start of the last major recession. Enrollment peaked at 21.5 million students in 2011 and has fallen steadily since that time. Now, if we neglect the recession, that bump that happened in enrollment as a result of the recession, and we draw a straight line average, pretending that it never happened, we actually see that enrollment is continuing to grow at a baseline rate of about 1.6% a year since 1999. And the government is projecting a continued increase of about 1.4% a year as the long-term trend based on demographics. So that actually kind of makes sense. So maybe the decline that we're seeing has more to do with that recession bump than with the underlying demographics. Now, the other factor that's at play here is what percentage of students are going to university versus all forms of post-secondary education. Where we've seen a very significant increase is in trade schools. The cost and the value of a university education are definitely being questioned by many people in the population. We've seen a dramatic increase in both the number of students attending trade schools as well as the number of trade schools that are opening up. So let's look a little bit deeper into some of the numbers. The breakdown of university students in full-time versus part-time education hasn't changed much over the past decade. About 62% of students are in full-time programs and 38% in part-time programs. And that's important because part-time students don't tend to rent student housing. They tend to live at home with parents or have a full-time job. Part-time students tend to have their lives more centered around their job than school. And so when you evaluate housing requirements, I encourage you to ignore the part-time student numbers. They're not your clients. Next, let's take a look at women versus men. Women make up a higher percentage of university students than men. 60% are women and 40% are men. That hasn't changed very much over the last decade either. So if you are targeting a specific group, potentially you may want to target women and offer women-only facilities, women-only buildings. Again, something to consider. Let's look at postgraduate students. They make up about 13% of the student population, and 87% are undergraduates. If you're going to specialize, maybe there's a product offer that's specific for postgraduate students that would be differentiated in the market. I think it's important, whatever you do in any business, to be specializing and offering a product that is catering to a very specific target client. It's also important to note that the government enrollment projections don't take into account any of the factors like the cost of a college education, the value of the education, and the impact of distant learning technologies that certainly have seen a very significant increase in online courses. So this will have a big impact on the actual demand for student housing. They also don't take into account foreign students, another factor to consider. So as I mentioned before, the biggest change is been in for-profit trade schools. Now, if you look at the public institutions and the nonprofit universities, those numbers haven't changed at all in the last decade. However, we've seen over 900 new for-profit trade schools enter the market across the country. That's fairly significant. Now, traditional universities have made fairly large investments in student housing. The community colleges and trade schools have been much slower to invest or even pay any attention to the need for student housing. I'll give you a very specific example. Let's look at Collin County College. And this is a community college located in the north end of Dallas. It's spread out over three campuses. It's grown to the point of having now over 50,000 students. They're located in communities like Allen and McKinney, and they have absolutely zero student housing. You heard me right, zero. The smallest campus in McKinney has 13,000 students. And while there is developable land nearby, the college itself doesn't have enough land to start developing student housing of their own. If you do a search, you'll discover that there are some multifamily complexes that do advertise to students, but in reality, there's nothing specifically targeting students. I believe this is where the greatest opportunity lies in student housing. It's in these trade schools and community colleges that have not paid any attention to student housing. Many of them have started to attract foreign students, students who are looking to develop a career, a trade, potentially in the United States, and have come to those colleges specifically to try and get a trade certificate. I'm a big believer that anytime you go into a market, you want a mismatch between demand and supply. And I want there to be a vast mismatch, meaning way more demand than supply. And I would argue, based on our own independent analysis, that there are many situations across the country where this is true. May exist with the universities, but it exists in a big way with the community colleges and trade schools. It's an underserviced market need and one that you could potentially address and be in a great position if you decide to focus and specialize providing student housing for trade schools. In the meantime, as you're thinking about this, have a spectacular day. Make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.